You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
What's up, Rob?
Lots.
The lots. Sky.
I'm going to talk about something. When I first got to university this morning, I was going to grab my normal hot chocolate, my Wednesday hot chocolate, love it. While I was waiting for it to get made, I looked and I saw a poster that said beetroot latte. And I sort of went, what is going on?
You need to understand that was Rob rubbing his eyes because the radio medium is audio.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that. And I thought, nah, what is going
on?
What's happening?
What's happening?
And I said to the lady, I said, what's going on? She said, I'll be starting to sell these today. And I said, I bet you ain't sold any yet. And she said, no. And if anybody's drunk this, why?
It looks beautiful because it's like imagine a pink latte. Looks cute.
Yeah,
tastes like dirt. Tastes like dirt.
That's a sting for them right there. Yeah. It's getting advert, mate.
Looks pretty, tastes like dirt.
Right.
You should have seen Rob, though. Like, the first thing he did coming in the doors this morning is, guess what they're selling downstairs?
God knows.
Could be anything at this hour.
I just don't get it. But anyway, I don't drink coffee, so I don't get that either. Right.
Also,
I'm just alienating myself from everybody now. This is quite interesting. A herd of cows on Sturt Marshes in Somerset, England, have been fitted with GPS collars, which act as a virtual fence because there's no fences everywhere and all that. The collars play a tune to redirect the cattle when they come close to a boundary, and if they keep going, it gives them a gentle shock. Now, I'm going to stop there for a second.
Okay.
And just, first off, I wonder what music they're playing them.
I was about to ask, what do you play a cow to get it to change direction?
Sounds like a joke.
because the listeners are very good at puns, come up with cow-based puns, but I came up with Bohemian Rhapsody.
Beautiful.
Oh, that's really good, Rob. I was struggling.
But that was the only one I could think of.
Oh, that's it. That's all you need. Jeez. That's the pinnacle of cow-based music puns.
I think that might be the only one.
But it's all about keeping the cows safe from hazards such as rising tides and ravines.
Oh. I mean, good. Yeah.
And it can direct the cows away from endangered grasses and protected species.
It sounds like a pretty good system then.
Yeah.
Okay, if you can top Bohemian Rhapsody for stupid cow music puns, 5395.
Do you know what's really mad? I thought of that instantly and I spent the rest of the day and all the train journeying and couldn't think of anything else.
Yeah. So
the muse was with you.
Have you seen that video of the cows coming to the guy in the paddock who's playing a trumpet? Like, they really like it. And they just run over to him as soon as he starts playing the trumpet.
Well, cows kind of into music, aren't they? Because that's like the whole thing about the cowbell.
No. Okay.
I got nothing for that.
Cut the cameras. what else you got, Rob?
Okay, the skull of a prehistoric goose has been discovered in Australia, and it belongs to a now extinct flightless bird that weighed about 230 kg. Which is about five times bigger than an emu and stood 2 meters high.
A giant goose.
Oh, thank God that's over.
Yeah, I'm glad
that's
really scary. You know, sometimes people are like, what would you bring back if you could see something? I'm like, not that.
Not that, absolutely
not that.
That and those big hawks that used to live here.
I'd bring the big hawks back.
No,
they're cool.
Well, I'm going to get snatched in the streets.
It's called the Genorinus Newtoni.
Catchy.
It's probably not called that. That's how I pronounced it.
Well, we'd believe you.
And the skull is about 45,000 years old. They've known about it for about 130 years, but this is the first time they've found a complete skull.
Wow.
It's a relative of the Australian magpie goose. Never heard of that. They just made that up.
What?
Australia has got some absolutely freaky birds, though, to be fair. They sound like they're fighting, you know?
Yeah.
When the dawn chorus in Australia, Stella's about to go have a holiday in Australia, so you're going to enjoy that, Stella.
So it's just not people shouting at each other.
It sounds like people shouting at each other.
Hey, mate. Hey, mate.
Sorry, that's
Finding Nemo.
Whatever. It evolved before them in a separate lineage, and is more closely related to South American species. And it became extinct about 45,000 years ago. So there you go.
I wonder what were their predators? Because a giant goose would surely be the top of the food pyramid, wouldn't it?
Geese have teeth.
They're scary as. Anyone who's been to Western Springs Park will know. Those things will run at you.
They're on smoke at all times.
I've been chased by a swan once back in the UK when I went fishing. That is scary.
They can break your arm.
Yeah.
They can.
Tried to pet a cygnet once. It didn't go well.
You know, I kind of love how the queen is in charge of all of the swans. It's like give her the sort of scariest bird in England.
What?
Yeah, the queen's like owns the swans or something. And if you kill a swan, it's a treasonous offence.
Oh yeah, you get hanged by your thumbs, traitor's gate, and hit with.
That's why Rob's in New Zealand. He killed a swan.
I had to go.
Checks out.
All right. Don't fear the reaper, more cowbell. Cow Soon Is Now by the Smiths. Mm-hmm. And Under the Bridge. Under the Bridge. I don't get that one.
Under the Bridge.
Oh, I just couldn't read it. Under the Bridge. Sorry, I ruined that one.
Moment.
Dark Side of the Moo. That one's from...
Yes.
That's my favourite one, Grizzy. Yeah. Have you got a poem for us today?
No.
Okay, but you've given us the only person I would let play this. On 95 BFM is Rob Bollocks.
Well, I've got to thank Sam Harmony for this. He played this on our New Zealand Music Week.
The last song we played.
And I absolutely loved this. And I'm dedicating it to Jin, who's cycling on his way into work as we speak.
Say during your New Zealand Music Week.
Well, when we play.
You wait till it drops and then you'll know what he's doing.
Oh, no, you wait. Wait, listen.
Sorry in advance, everyone.
Please listen to all of it. Don't switch off. This is beautiful. I love it. This is my song of the year.
Thanks, Rob. Speechless, Rob. When you were like, I've got a great song for this morning. This is not entirely what I was expecting today.
I absolutely love this. I don't care what anybody says. I love it.
Hey, don't listen to the haters. Rachel and Stella. Thank you for bringing us prehistoric geese, giant prehistoric geese, cow puns, and a very cursed mashup this morning, Rob. What would we do without you? See you.
I don't know.
See you next week, eh?
Yep.
Same time, same place. Beetroot lattes all round?
Yes.
Sounds good.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.